silly humans. Tying me up like this. You want me to be helpless? Beg you for mercy. Please. I live for moments like this. When I can show you how, when the cards are stacked against me, just how well I can perform. So what exactly is the point in all this, human? You thought capturing, detaining me would stop me from taking over people's minds? I'm only going to tell you this once. That's simply not the case. In fact, I've brought many to their knees, even with my hands tied behind my back. I bet in a matter of minutes, I could have you untie me and begging me for mercy. How about that? Does that scare you? It should. I've been honing my craft for hundreds of years, longer than you've even been alive. I am a powerful vampire, and I'm used to showing people their place. Now, let's see how long you last with me. How about that? You think you're so strong, so tough, because you caught me. Hardly. You know what? I'll start easy on you. I won't ask you to look into my eyes. I won't tell you you have to do anything. Just listening is enough. You know, I can smell fear. You have the stench of it all over you. You did since you walked in the door. I wonder why. Perhaps you know exactly what I can do. Maybe you heard stories of how your friends end up bound to my will. Maybe you just think I look a little bit intimidating to you. Either way, it'll end up like the rest. So, when I find a new human who catches my eye, I tend to lure them to my castle. That's easy, of course, because of my powerful corruption magic. I cast a small spell and they become fascinated, fixated on me. It starts to slowly wear them down as images of my castle on the island penetrate their thoughts more frequently. They eventually give in and come to me. They find me seated upon my throne, and that's when the fun really begins. I start talking. My voice, a lullaby to their mind, soothes them so completely that nothing else seems to matter. You know that moment when you're so wrapped up in someone talking to you that the minutes turn to hours, turn to days? That's how it starts. My gentle tone whispers through their mind. I can throw my voice around their head, like right now, as you hear it drift from one ear to the next, without me even having to move. I start wrapping my words like silk ribbon around your mind, caressing it, allowing it ever closer to me, to being mine. Then as you start to notice the words sinking in, you realize how good they can make you feel. See, submission to me is gentle, comforting like a blanket as you snuggle down in bed at night, like a warm lap to rest your head in, and the sweet caress of a hand atop your head. Ideas that melt your mind just a little bit, but that's all accumulative. I bet right now you're wondering why this feels so good. That's because you can start to see the benefits that come with sweet surrender to me. There are, after all, perks in becoming mine. This is but one of them. Then, once I know a person is ready to start to give in, I sneak my eyes into their head. You know, they glow in the darkness. Like lamps guiding your way home. The light that illuminates desires, buried deep down inside you. Like the deep desire to submit to a beautiful vampire queen such as myself. But of course, I couldn't do that to you just yet. I don't even know if you'd make a worthy thrall. I don't know if you're submissive enough to get on your knees before me and beg me to take you with me, back to my lair, where you can bask in the knowledge of being mine. Collar around your neck, reminding you of your place beneath me. My subjugated little thrall, eager to do my bidding, as my wishes all become your duty to perform. I mean, honestly, I don't even think you can untie me from this. But I know you want to right now. Wait. Don't do anything unless I tell you to. Okay, sweetie. In fact, I think thinking is just too hard for you right now. You might try and protest, but you know that thinking is a burden. Such a waste of your talents, my darling. No, I think it's better you conserve your energy towards something more useful than thought and free will right now. Sure, you can have it back later, but right now, you're too busy for that. Busy with your head being filled up with thoughts of me, my voice, my eyes, cramming your head. And replacing those pesky things you don't need, like thoughts of your own. It's much nicer to concentrate on what really matters now. In fact, why don't I give you a really nice image to fixate all your attention to? Kneeling. Yes, that's right. Kneeling before your queen. Me. The image of me tied up, my eyes aglow. And you kneeling helplessly. Your eyes are vacant, but focused. Your mind is lost in the foggy haze of my words. Hypnotized. That's right. Hypnotized. Such a fun word for the state of mind you find yourself in with very little effort at all. Then, in a snap, you're back. You gasp as all the thoughts rush back to you and you realize where you are. The sudden cold realization that we're still here, playing this little game with your mind. Then comes a feeling of longing. A little piece of you longs for the hypnotic embrace of my words in your head. The place they occupied now feels an emptiness that longs to be refilled. As you look around the room, you feel a tug in your mind. And when you look back, there my eyes are, too. Large, glowing amber orbs filling your world with light, beckoning you to come towards me like a moth led to a flame. Do you dare? Part of you wants to fight, to struggle, to keep your resolve. Your mind is so busy, you have so much to do. You had a job. You were only sent here to check that I hadn't broken from my bonds, and now you are the bound to my will. My eyes wash away any hesitation and doubt of what you must do. Knowing that soon you will free me, and with my freedom comes your entrapment. The light from my eyes covering your entire body. Blanketing you with submissive bliss and making you feel so good. I can't wait to have you all mine very soon. So get down here and untie me. That's right. Unbind my hands and let me take full control of you. That's better.
No, I can do this. That's all right, darling.
That feels so nice, doesn't it? My hands caressing you like this.
I know. And you know how good it is to feel my hand on your cheek like this. We are going back to my castle, and I'm going to have a very fun time with you, showing you your new role as my thrall. So let's go. Now.